Our risen love, who called and sent the apostles, come, let us praise and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. By all your saints still striving, for all your saints at rest, your holy name, O Jesus, forevermore be blessed. You rose our love victorious, that they might wear the crown, and ever shine in splendor, reflected from your throne. All praise, O Lord, for Thomas, whose short-lived doubtings prove your perfect twofold nature, the depth of your true love. To all who live with questions, a steadfast faith afford, and grant us grace to know you, made flesh yet God and Lord. Then let us praise thee, Abba, and worship Christ the Son. Adore the Holy Spirit, eternal three in one, till all the ransomed number who stand before the throne ascribe all power and glory and praise to God alone. This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of God's hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes the message known. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There God has placed a dwelling for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God.
You called Thomas to follow you, and sent him to proclaim the good news of your love to the people of ancient Persia and India. Call us to bring this same message of hope to all humankind. You understood the questioning and doubting of Thomas, and invited him to touch your hands and your heart. Call us to journey through our doubting and fear to deeper faith in your love and a living sense of your presence. You calmed the waves so that your disciples would be saved from drowning. Calm the storms created by our selfishness and greed and the tempests that catch us off guard. You strengthened Thomas to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of wisdom and compassion, you called Thomas to bring the gospel to the people of the East and to witness to your truth and love with his life. Lead us to wisdom through his teaching and example, that we may share your compassion with the whole world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.